Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Unless state lawmakers change their minds in the next few days, 70,000 long-term unemployed workers will lose their emergency unemployment benefits July 1st. No other state has rejected the federal benefits, and it comes as the state unemployment rate is the fifth highest in the nation. Here to talk about it is Bill Rowe with the North Carolina Justice Center. Well, Bill, thanks for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this unemployment cliff rapidly approaching. Tell us how we got here. What's happening?
What happened is one of the first bills passed during the legislative session was House Bill 4, and it was a radical restructuring of our unemployment system. And at the time, the federal government was providing to all the states emergency unemployment benefits and had been doing that since 2008 because of the economic downturn. And North Carolina has been one of the states hit the hardest. And so what that emergency benefits from the federal government, 100% paid for by the federal government, provides people extra weeks of unemployment benefits when they exhaust their state system. Well, the only way states can continue to receive those benefits is if they don't cut their state program. North Carolina knew that, but we went ahead and cut our program pretty drastically. I mean, in the end, we're probably in a year or two out, reduced our unemployment insurance system by about 60 to 70%. And as a result, when that goes into effect July 1, the federal government will cut off our emergency unemployment system.
So lawmakers, you mentioned that they knew they could have changed the effective date, right? And that's sort of one way to get around
it. It's one of the simple fixes was just to have these cuts go into effect on January 1, 2014. That's when the federal emergency unemployment benefits expires. That was suggested. I think it was offered as amendments to the bill, and those were soundly rejected.
And how many folks were we talking about?
Well, currently there's around 70,000 people who are on federal benefits. All total, the U.S. Department of Labor estimates about 170,000 North Carolinians would have access to these benefits in 2013 if they were still made available.
And these are people who have been, who were laid off probably for the most part during the depths of the Great Depression and who haven't been able to find a job since.
That's right. And the only way you can get unemployment benefits is that you lose a job through no fault of your own. And the only way you can be on benefits is that you have to be looking for a job and you have to be able and available for work. And so that's right. Those are the folks who have exhausted those benefits, the state benefits, and they run a wide demography. I mean, a lot of them are older workers. A lot of them are in rural areas where the economy has really been hit tough and double-digit unemployment still. And so it'll affect people all across the state.
One other point, I don't want to get you to answer all the things the other side says, but the other thing is when you people are trying to figure out why in the world wouldn't they have just made this effective in January instead of July, and I guess folks would say they wanted to go ahead and start paying the debt back that the state owed the federal government. What's the answer to why it's a better idea to, or why it's okay to delay that by 6 months?
Well, there's a couple answers to that. One is we were hoping for a bill that would be more balanced, and by more balanced would be that employers and business community would have to pay. And that would be balanced against how much the cuts are to workers and their benefits. The tax increases that are in this program right now that are coming through this legislation are minimal. And it's really all the federal government getting their tax increases to get this done. But those are temporary and those will expire, where the worker changes, the slash in benefits are all permanent. Second thing is, this is 3 or 4 years out, and it's hard to predict 3 or 4 years from now where we might be. We might pay off all the debt in 3 or 4 years. There could be a way to bond this by using the unemployment insurance taxes to pay for bonds, and that's been something that's been suggested. There may be other creative ways to pay this off, but it could be done without raising taxes and be able to keep people having their benefits for the federal program, but none of those options have been explored at all. And the other piece is it could be a more balanced bill where employers may have had to pay a little bit more in unemployment insurance taxes. Our taxes have been historically the lowest in the country. They still remain some of the lowest ones around. And when we come out of this and pay off the debt, we'll still be some of the lowest. And that's why we're in this problem, is that in the 90s and the early 2000s, we slashed unemployment insurance taxes and dug ourselves a hole. And it wasn't because we had some luxurious system for workers. We had a basically middle-of-the-road program, paid about $290-some a week as the average payment. That ranks us about 25th. And so what we've really done here is eviscerate the program And what seems remarkable is to lose probably close to $700 million in federal payments for people who have been long-term unemployed for the rest of this year.
Well, that was actually my next question, which is we focused on, and we should, the effect on people's families and their ability to pay their mortgage or their rent. But this is a big blow to the economy as well. Ironically, at the time we're trying to create jobs, and we're going to now turn away money that could be helping to stimulate the economy.
Yeah, I mean, it is fairly remarkable because it's our tax dollars have gone to Washington to pay for this program, and we're going to be one of the only states to reject $600-700 million that pretty much every penny will go back into the economy, that when unemployed folks get those dollars, they're going to pay their landlords, they're going to pay their banks, they're going to pay their utility companies, they're going to buy the necessities for their families. And in some communities that are really hard hit with high unemployment, those dollars will make a big difference for some of those small businesses. So I think it's a two hit here. We're going to hurt some families, but we're also going to hurt some families who run some businesses who could rely and be helped by these payments.
As we face this cliff, do you think the folks who are affected actually understand yet what's happening?
That's one of the other issues that have come up in this, is that just until recently, has there been much notice put out that this is about to occur. I'm not so sure people really understand what is happening. We've gotten some calls from folks, and they don't quite understand it, or they're all of a sudden realizing that in 2 weeks they'll have zero income coming in, and what are they going to do? So I think we've also done a pretty bad job of making sure people just knew that this was on the horizon, and also taking any steps to try to coordinate services that the state or localities may have to help these people with what's about to happen.
The House and Senate are working behind the scenes now, along with the governor, to come up with a budget compromise and a tax compromise. Is there anything that's preventing them from actually including in the budget some sort of provision that would change the effective date and allow these people to continue to receive their benefits?
No. And I've been around the legislature for a while, and I think other folks who have been down there understand where there's a will, there's a way. And so if there's the will to do this, it could be done. It could be done in the budget. It could be added to any number of bills that are moving through the legislature right now and are becoming law. And so we're hoping the General Assembly will understand that this is a crisis. This isn't something we could avoid, and it's really a self-inflicted wound that we don't need to do, and that sometime between now and July 1, action will be taken to make sure this doesn't happen to 170,000 North Carolinians.
Well, let's hope you're right. Thanks for all the you've been doing to try to make it happen. Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Up next, setting the record straight about Medicaid. Stay tuned.